burnout, its potential. Part 2, getting started. So far, you now know the history behind burnout's creation and development, and harder features that are found on the burnouts. Now it's time to really start using Keysoft. And to do that, we need to master the basic skills that you need in Keysoft. Before we even do that, we need to turn on our burnout. There are technically three ways to turn on and turn off a burnout. On the burnout classic and empower, locate the power switch. The power switch is located just below the reset button, towards the front, on the left side. It's like a rocker power switch. To turn on your burnout, simply flip the switch towards you, and it'll resume from wherever you left off. To turn it off, you will flip the switch back, away from you. Interestingly enough, on the burnout PK, there are two ways to turn it on and two ways to turn it off. If you want to start burnout PK from a completely powered down state, you will press the control keys, which are located in the front of the unit, by the spacebar. You press the far left and far right control keys, the C1 and C4, and burnout should say beep beep, a rising series of tones. And the burnout display should say burnout PK. After a few moments, you should hear chime and key sub version. To turn on the PK from standby mode, sort of like burnout empower and classic, you would just press C4, which is the far right control key, and burnout should resume from where you left off. You should press it for about 2 seconds. To put burnout into standby mode, just like empower and classic, you would press far right control key C4 for about a second, and burnout should emit beep, some kind of beep, and it will go into standby mode. To completely power down burnout, you would press C1 and C4 again until you hear beep beep and burnout, the burnout display saying off. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on my burnout. I'm using a burnout empower BT. For duration of this demonstration, I'm going to use features from Keysoft 7.2. Actually, I'm running Keysoft 7.21 build 54. I'm going to highlight some features that will be introduced in Keysoft 7.5 based on what new pages are presented in Improvementware website. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip the power switch towards me. I'm using Eloquence right now, but I'm going to show you what Keynote Gold sounds like. I'm going to flip this power switch towards me and you'll hear
main menu.
Main menu. And to turn off my burnout, I'll flip the power switch away from me and you hear yet another static click if you heard it. Menu navigation. Main menu. Main menu is sort of like a startup menu, like a start menu, or in pocket PC terms, today's screen. It contains a function that you need to get started with Keysoft, such as starting word processor, planner, browsing the web, setting date and time, and learning about your keyboard. I'm going to turn on my burnout back on.
Main menu.
Main menu. Menu navigation and list navigation. Keysoft uses a series of what's called menus to get to start from the top menu to the bottom menu. You can get up to 4 levels of menu depending on the application that is being used. To move down a menu or a list, Press spacebar on the browser, or if you have a broad display, you would use advanced key or advanced button on the PK, which is the middle right button. I'm going to press spacebar on my browser, and as you hear,
Word processor, planner, address list, email, internet, media center, book reader,
and so forth. On the browser QT, you would press down arrow to move down the list. To move back up a manual list, you would press backspace, back dump key on the browser, or back button, which is the middle left button on the PK. On a QT, you will press up arrow. So I'm going to press backspace.
Media center, internet, email, address list, planner, word processor, main menu, exit. Main menu.
And there we go. You hear things in reverse order. To repeat a menu item, you will press space with R, meaning press space with dots 1, 2, 3, 5. That is on the PT. On the QT, you will press repeat key, which is on the bottom row of the keyboard, just to right of the space bar. Or if you're using a USB keyboard like me, you will press F2.
Main menu.
We press again.
Main menu.
So that is the some of the menu navigation that you should be familiar with when using Keysoft. Tip: using first letter navigation. One of the concepts that was introduced with Windows is the ability to use first letter navigation to move quickly to an item. This also applies to Keysoft as well. Under some systems, it'll show you hotkeys for moving to the item. To move to an application, for example, address list, since address starts with letter A, I will press A. If I press A, I should hear the following.
Plist menu.
We're now in address list. Under some areas, Borno should say things like print T. In this case, you should not use P because P is assigned to another item. In this case, you have to follow the instructions and press T to access that item.
Exit. Main menu.
Some useful Keysoft commands. Some useful Keysoft commands that you should be familiar with are space with dots 1 through 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to go to main menu. Or on the QT is menu key, or on the USB keyboard is F3 key. I'm going to just go to options menu. To give you what it is, I'll press space with O.
Options menu.
I'm going to main menu by pressing space with dots 1 through 6.
Main menu.
This is a universal command. So if you're in any application, assuming the browser is not frozen, you would press space with dots 1 through 6, menu key or F3 to go back to main menu. Sort of like Windows key. If you want to exit an application or prompt, you would press escape key or space with E or space with Z. Or if you have a burnout with broad display model, you press previous thumb key, which is the far left thumb key. Or on the burnout PK, you would press a previous thumb key, which is a left down key, just below the back thumb key. Actually, back key, excuse me. So if I go to places such as email, actually I'm not going to go there because it will make it complicated. If I go to functions like file manager
menu,
and if I need to return to main menu, I will just press space with E.
Exit main menu.
Under some menus, if you press backspace on the menu title, you would actually go back to the previous item. So I'll go to utilities
menu.
If I press backspace, or back dump key or back key, you're here.
Exit. Main menu.
So like, it's basically, this backspace command will only work if you're on top of the menu, which instantly allows me to introduce the top and bottom menu keys. To go to the top of the menu or list, you press space with dash 123, just like old Blazy commands. On the QT, you press function with left arrow, or with some some keyboards, you press home key.
Main menu.
It gave us the beep because we're already at the main menu, top of the menu. To move to the bottom of the menu, you press space with dash 456, just like legacy Blazy commands, or function with right arrow, or under some keyboards, end key.
End of menu.
In most cases, it should stay end of menu. If not, then it'll go to the last menu choices.
Main menu.
I just moved to the top of the menu list. Help at a glance. Help anywhere. One of the features that distinguishes KeySoft from other software, well, some exceptions exist, is universal help command. This help command is context sensitive, meaning that the help commands will change when you move from one prompt to another. For example, in the manual list, it'll show you the keys that are used to navigate any list. In other prompts, for example, in a document open prompt, it'll show you how to navigate the file list and how to actually type to open a document, and some other commands such as changing file type. The universal help command is spaced with H for help, or QT is help key, which is positioned immediately to left of the help menu key, I believe, if I'm correct, was some keyboard F1, which became standard as help key. So what I'm going to do is I'm currently at the main menu, and I'll press space with H, and KeySoft should say the following.
To review any options, press space. To select any menu option now, press its initial letter or alt key, main menu.
If I press space further to go to word processor, and if I press space with H again, you will notice that help key, the help function changes.
To select this option, press enter. To select any menu option now, press its initial letter or alt key. To move forward or back through the menu, press space or press backspace, word processor.
And it showed that the main menu prompt, it showed you how to move to a list. And in word processor prompt, it shows you how to actually select an item. To give you one more example of context sensitive help, I actually have to go to word processor.
Folder name, document to open, press enter for outline for Braille Note podcast.
That was the file that I was using. And you'll notice if I press space with H, the context changes.
Either type a document name and press enter, or to review the list of all documents, press space. To create a new document of type, Braille document, keyword type, type its name and press enter. To create a different type of file, press backspace with X repeatedly. To change the current driver folder, press backspace. To select a file of any type, press space with X document to open, press enter for outline for Braille Note podcast.
That shows you that Braille help changes as context changes. So, that is the help at a glance, help anywhere. Help key is pretty useful for those of us who are new to Braille Note. And who needs to know how to actually use KeySoft for the first time, which has been a strong attraction for new users of Braille Note, especially for newer generation Braille Notes. As KeySoft became complex, so the help menu had to become complex in order to adapt to these changes. Find out more information. The information item. The information item on the main menu is pretty useful for finding out about what you have installed or what your Bronos serial number is, which is pretty handy when calling technical support or checking for software upgrades. The universal information command is space with I, or read with I on, no, it's not read with I. It's something else on the QT. Oh, we'll find out later. On the BT is with space I. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to main menu.
Main menu.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to information. And this time I'm going to try to use a USB keyboard, which I have in front of me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press space with I, or on my part, I'm going to press read I, or in some case, I'm going to press alt I actually, and you should hear the following.
Copyright 1986 to 2007 by HumanWare Limited. Text-to-speech copyright 1997 ScanSoft Incorporated. Peabody, Ma, USA. This product uses the ETI Eloquence text-to-speech system that contains material copyrighted by Eloquent Technology Incorporated.
Just like any other list, to move down, you press down arrow or space bar. To move up, you press up arrow or backspace. I'm going to use my USB keyboard to move down this item. I'm going to press down arrow.
KeySoft CE version 7.21. Build 54. Serial number 40326, United States, BNB.
Please do not copy my serial number, because that's quite illegal to do that.
Hardware revision, RVC6S.
I'm going to talk about hardware a bit later.
Kernel version 6, June 15, 2007, 9:13, and 52 seconds.
Kernel is the key component of the operating system, on any operating system, which is, you can think of it as a central core of the operating system. Just a brief note on the hardware, I'm going to talk about it when I'm talking about battery support information mode.
Operating system, Windows CE version 4.20.
Windows CE 4.20 is the basis for Windows Mobile 2003. Just to let you know the operating system that it's running under.
Rail translation copyright C 1975 to 2007, Duxbury Systems Incorporated. All rights reserved.
The Duxbury was introduced to KeySoft 5.0.
X-based database technology copyright C StarTech, Carrier, Kunkel 1997. Licensed as free software under the terms of the GNU Lesser General Public License. For details, see the space.txt file in the general folder.
The X-Base is used in Planner, which was introduced in KeySoft 5.1.
Victor Reader Soft version 2.0.122.
The Victor Reader powers DAISY function in BookReader, which I'm going to demonstrate in BookReader chapter.
KeySync plugin, copyright 2002-2005, HumanWare Limited.
The KeySync is used to synchronize Planner and address list to Microsoft Outlook, which I'm going to talk about a bit later in the connectivity chapter.
Concise Oxford American Thesaurus, copyright signed 2006 by Oxford University Press Incorporated. Disclaimer, all rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form, or by any means, without the prior permission, in writing of Oxford University Press.
That's one of the Concise Oxford Dictionary Thesaurus. This is showing the Thesaurus information, which was released, I believe, last year.
Concise Oxford American Dictionary, copyright signed 2006 by Oxford University Press Incorporated. Disclaimer, all rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form, or by any means, without the prior permission, in writing of Oxford University Press. End of list.
And that's it. These two Concise Oxford Dictionary Thesaurus, I'm going to demonstrate in the last chapter called Useful KeySoft Extensions. I'll press escape to get out of the information.
Exit. Main menu.
If something goes wrong, reset and their uses. Have you encountered a situation like somehow your computer freezes and you don't know what to do with it? Well, Nebrano is quite frequent, especially on the Classic and Empower. A remedy to do that is reset. Reset is similar to soft resets, hot warp, also known as warm reboot. It basically restarts the operating system. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to briefly demonstrate some of the resets that are present on the Nebrano. The reset button is located behind the on-off switch on the Nebrano Classic and Empower. The reset button is directly C3 and C4 key on PK. The two control keys start to right up the space bars. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to demonstrate what actual warm reset sounds like. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press a reset button and you should hear the chime, actually the beep. It said the Nebrano has been restarted, and after a few moments you should hear the startup music, which is different in all models. I don't know if you heard this or not, but
Keysoft CE version 7.21, build 54.
There's a Keysoft announcement message and
main menu.
So that is reset, soft reset, that is used to restart your Nebrano, which is pretty handy when some kind of unknown freezing occurs and if you need to restart from scratch. The other reset is pretty useful for before an upgrade or before installing any Keysoft extension. It's called ROM reset. What happens is that it will start Keysoft from scratch without any extensions installed on it, just like pure Keysoft. Normally, when Keysoft runs, it'll use all extensions that are installed. With ROM-based reset, it'll restart Keysoft without any extensions running, which is like a safe mode in some computer systems. To do that, you will press reset button or reset key sequence with .123, FDS on QT. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a ROM reset by pressing .123 and reset. And you need to remember to hold down the reset until the startup sound is heard. Not this, but the next sound. And hold it up.
Keysoft CE version 7.21, build 54. Main menu.
And you should notice that on the Keysoft 5.1 earlier, it is much faster than the regular operation mode. A notable feature in the ROM reset opposed to the normal reset is that all the extensions were removed, especially Keys Concise Oxford Dictionary. The ROM reset is pretty useful for troubleshooting anything to do with Keysoft extensions, or if you need to repair flash disk without risking system files in normal mode. To return to normal mode, just press reset again and it will start in normal operational mode. ROM reset is also used for diagnosis, which is used to assess to diagnose what's wrong with the flash disk files stored in flash disk, and to diagnose the problems that are occurring. Also, under some circumstances, ROM reset is pretty used to remove a software that is stored in flash disk. specifically on the Windows board in KeySub 5.1 days, because newer KeySub versions were essentially a newer KeySub that was copied to flash disk. And more details about what happens during reset later. The hard reset. The hard reset is pretty used to reset the hardware. On the classic and PK, the hardware reset is performed by pressing reset button or reset sequence keys with dots 456 JKL. On the Brawner and Power though, the real hardware reset is performed by pressing reset key with a record button, which is by the headphone jack. Pressing reset with dots 456 will initiate software-based hard reset, which actually resets the software back to factory defaults. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually perform that 456 JKL reset. On the Brawner Classic, after we've done that, you should hear the date needs, you should hear the clock needs setting. Brawner M Power does not say to you. Rather, in your version of KeySub, the KeySub 7.x, you hear double beeps, informing you that the hardware reset has been carried out. Same thing happens with Brawner PK. That happens with Classic. It'll ask you for a date and time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press reset with dots 456 JKL, and you should hear. The startup music. And you should hear double beeps.
KeySub CE version 7.21. Build 54.
And it gave me an error alarm.
System files have been updated. Press reset.
Ah, one of those files have been updated. Reset. Prompt. The double beep was not heard because I turned down the progress tones. I'm going to demonstrate what really sounds like in part 3 when you configure review voice prompts. The reason why system files have been updated message appears because you have some files of flash disk that need to be copied over to KeySub system disk, which is common with language files and KeySub extensions such as NEMA tutorial and concise dictionary. In this context, you can actually press escape key or space with E to dismiss this prompt, but it's strongly recommended that you reset it again for compliance. Because in my case, I have KeySub Concise Dictionary installed. Sorry for the volume. That's why it prompted me to do that.
KeySub CE version 7.21. Build 54.
And it's under some strange circumstances, you should hear the prompt again. Like this.
System files have been updated. Press reset.
And I have done that. Because it needed to copy some files to KeySub system disk.
KeySub CE version 7.21. Build 54. Main menu.
So these are the resets and their uses. Specifically on the Brawner M Power, there is another reset called Service Reset, which is a hardware-based hard reset. It will reset everything, including hardware chips, back to factory defaults. Because it needs date and time setting after this reset, I'm going to calculate time.
10:44 and 12 seconds a.m.
10:44, I need the time What I want to do is I'm going to briefly perform services that and show you what it actually sounds like. On the broad display, you should hear some like a pause, like broad display is being turned off. And after beep, you should hear broad display coming back on. I'm going to press reset and record button at the same time, and you should hear the following. Actually, there was a... Oh, there we go. That I accidentally performed the warm reset. There was a delay between the actual press and the delay and the actual beep because the hard drives were restarted.
PSoft CE version 7.21, build 54.
And you should hear on the burnout.
The clock needs setting. Date format, press enter for USA. Time zone, press enter for. And daylight saving. Time, press enter for 4 a.m.
Okay, it's asking me for data, the clock and setting prompt because the clock has been reinitialized.
AM. Date. Week starts on which? System files have been updated. Press reset.
And again, the system files have been updated and reset. Specifically, what happens in reset? What happens is that it will actually, first of all, it will start the battery. It will shut down the battery compartment. That's
PSoft what CE version 7.21, build 54.
That was why there was a delay because battery compartment was shut down and powered back on.
System files have been updated. Press reset.
So was the broad display. At the time, while the battery compartment was powered back on, the internal clock has been initialized back to factory default, and the other chips were restarted from power down.
PSoft CE version 7.21, build 54.
Service reset is generally not the reset that you want to perform every day. This is used as a last resort.
Main menu.
I'm going to actually demonstrate how to actually reset everything back to factory defaults in the later episode of this podcast. There's a way to do that. You have to go to flash disk / dictionary folder and delete what's called keysoft.ksd file. If you delete that and it presents a Y, if it says anything about protection, just press A to delete it. And next time you press reset, it'll say operating language for Bronos with the multilingual module and so forth. That is the actual way of resetting it back to factory defaults. Keysoft.ksd is a Keysoft definition database, actually a data file. So these are some of the uses of reset. Another thing that you have to be familiar with is task switching. Task switching allows you to move from one task to another. To do that on the Burnout BT, you press space with dots 2, 3, 5. And if I on the QT, you press read with tab. Or some in conventional keyboards, Alt Tab, but it does not appear to work. To actually cycle through the programs, you press Function with S. S standing for Selection Program. So I'm going to press space with dash 2, 3, 5.
Task menu.
It's a task menu. The list mirrors what's available on main menu with some differences. D The another way to get to task menu is pressing OCR or function O to go to options, then pressing M for a move to another task. And in Keysoft 5.1 or earlier, you would have pressed C for change task. Since now Keysoft 6.0 and higher now incorporates connectivity, the C has been taken by connectivity, so thus move to another task has been created with M as its hotkey. The menu items in task menu mirrors what's on the main menu, except that media center is now media player, and there are other keystrokes that are not found, such as FM radio. I'm going to briefly go through these items and show you where actually the actual hotkeys for those items.
Word processor.
So you go to a word processor from anywhere in Keystop, you press backspace, enter, and W. For a word processor, on the QT is F4. On the conventional keyboard, for USB keyboard, and the function with 4.
Planner.
Planner, you would press backspace with entry P or F6 if I recall correctly.
P plan cap exit.
Yes,
P
I was correct.
Menu.
Yes, I was correct. I go to
planner address list.
To go to address list, you would press backspace and enter A for address list. On the QT is F7.
P list menu.
I just press F7 to go there.
Task menu. Email.
Email. To go to email, you would press backspace and enter it E or
email menu
F8 or function with 8. Just let you know that the address list command in QT is function with 7. Key plan is function with 6.
Task menu email internet.
Internet is
there are 130. Exit. Read book in which folder. Exit. Main menu, task, media player, email, enter, email.
Actually, internet, I just messed it up with some system computer for some odd reasons. The internet, to go to internet, you will press backspace, enter I, and you'll go to address list. On the QT is function with 0. On the conventional keyboard is either F10. If F10 does not work for you, then try pressing function with F10, because there is some discrepancy that it's a tendency to respond only to function with F10 for internet.
Internet. Media player.
Media player, which is part of Media Center, to go over there, you press backspace, enter M, or function with M.
Book reader.
Book reader is backspace, enter B, or F9, the conventional keyboard, or function 9.
Scientific calculator.
Scientific calculator is backspace, enter S, is function with 5, or F5.
Database manager.
Database manager is backspace enter D. If I'm correct, is function with shift D.
Database to use?
Correct.
Task menu. Scientific database manager.
To go to database manager, and you should hear database to use.
Games.
Games, to go to games, interactive fiction module, you go to press backspace enter G. Or function with shift G, if I'm correct. No, it's not G.
play which game?
There's actually function G. My apologies. It's actually function G.
Task. Database map. Games. Terminal for screen reader.
Terminal for screen reader. This is a broad terminal mode, which I will demonstrate later in a later episode. To go to the broad terminal, you will press backspace, enter T, or function B on QT.
FM radio.
This is only available for Brono and Power units. To go to FM radio on the Empower, press backspace, enter F, or function with F. If I do that, you hear the noise.
0.2 FM. Leave the radio on. Main menu.
So that are the shortcuts to moving to tasks in Keysoft. So these are the basic features that are presented in Keysoft. As you'll find out later that these applications are integrated so you can move information between them. There is one more feature that's useful for new user, and that is a user guide. But I'm not going to demonstrate it right now because of time constraints. I'm going to demonstrate that in the options menu chapter, which is coming up next. The user guide is an onboard, meaning that you can access anywhere in Keysoft. Well, it's not context sensitive, just like help commands, but it is definitely a source of information for new users to learn more about Keysoft. And the user guide will be demonstrated in the options menu overview chapter, which is chapter 3. So now you should have learned basic menu navigation skills, what a first line navigation key is, resets, and how to quickly move from one task to another. So once you become accustomed to this, and I hope that you do it without ever looking at the help system, and I found out once you're accustomed to it, you'll do it by remembering what commands to perform to go to specific tasks, like pressing backspace, enter W to go to word processor quickly. And as I'm going to demonstrate later on with each application, these shortcuts like backspace, enter W, or F5, or function 6 is actually the shortest shortcut to an open application. For example, from main menu, you have to go to keyword menu, and then you have to open a document. With backspace enter W, it actually goes directly to open a document prompt. Similarly, if you press backspace enter P for plan or F6 or function 6, whatever, instead of going to key plan menu, open planner, it'll directly go to open planner prompt from anywhere in Keysoft. And you'll notice that it will go directly to the open file or open date, assuming that you didn't go to main menu, because once you go to main menu, the applications will be closed. For example, if you're editing an address, and if you have to go to word processor, which has a file open, it'll go directly to resuming editing prompt without ever going to open folder name prompt. If you press main menu key, which is menu key or F3 or whatever, and space with -1 through 6, you'll notice that the applications are closed. And you have to press backspace to enter W, it'll go to folder name because applications were closed at that time. And please remember that if you need to save something, just return to main menu. And the information that you're working on will automatically be saved, meaning what happens is that the applications will be closed, saving everything that you're working on. So if you want to turn off the Brono after saving something, it's advised to turn off the Brono at main menu. Well, you can turn it off anywhere, but it's recommended that you turn it off at main menu. So these are skills that I believe that a beginning user should know before diving into complexity of Keysoft. next chapter, I'm going to talk about options menu and how to configure your Bruno to your liking. So see you in the next episode of Bruno Its Potential podcast. You can contact me by various ways. You can contact me by email at joseph.leelee22590@yahoo.com. You can also contact me at joseph.lee22590@gmail.com or joseph.lee22590@blindc.com. Hope to see you soon in the next episode of Burnout, Its Potential podcast.